We have so many tourist attractions, interpretive centres and museums in Ireland. We have one for the pint. We have one for emigration. We have one for a sunken passenger ship they made a movie about. We have one for ancient scriptures. But for the most Instagrammed animal on the island, the animal that has been on many millions of postcards sent from the West while people have been on holiday, the Connemara pony, we had nothing. Until now. There's a dedicated show for the Connemara in August in Clifton. There's a handful of Connemara pony sales throughout the year that bring in plenty of foreign buyers. But before now, we didn't have somewhere in Connemara to both serve as a visitor attraction and a place to promote the breed worldwide. Now, though, we do. The Connemara Pony Heritage Centre in Connemara National Park recently opened just outside Letterfrack. It's one part cutesy tourist attraction for those who wouldn't know their Connemaras from their pyjamas, but it is also a centre for promoting the breed abroad and preserving bloodlines.
So this was our existing stables, and we have transformed it into what we hope is a state-of-the-art visitor centre to celebrate the Connemara pony.
That's Martin Coyne.
Oh, my God.
The whole lot was a stables, and I was giving the talks here throughout the summer, and we would always have a pony coming into it. Now it's a
And that is Cathy Snow. They are both the driving forces behind the NPWS Connemara Pony Centre. My surprise is because just inside the door of what I thought was going to be a very normal interpretive centre are two very pregnant Connemara mares.
So who's who?
This is Honeybee. And she's 14 years old. Uh-huh. And this is Marilyn, and she's 8. So they're going to have two lovely foals now next spring. Okay.
And if the live pony exhibit in the middle of the exhibition isn't enough to hold you, Martin and Cathy have devised plenty of other things to grab your attention, including a virtual reality headset beach gallop.
This is really realistic. I am going for a gallop across Omi Strand at low tide. If you hadn't ridden before, this would be a brilliant introduction to it.
Along our short journey together, you will discover some of our heritage and biodiversity.
And a big panoramic screen pony and trap ride through the national park.
Beneath the heather and grass, whole trunks of ancient pine and oak rest in the dark, silent proof that this land was once a forest.
It's a rough old landscape, this now. It's pretty exposed. A thoroughbred wouldn't survive too long up here.
No, I definitely don't think so, but that's why the Connemara pony is home to the Connemara pony here, because it's very happy to survive here. The ponies here, they live outside all winter round. They don't need rugs. They're very happy, so they know which weather is coming and which way the wind is going to come, and they're going to find shelter.
The Connemara pony's reputation across Europe and North America was built on the true to type being a small, hardy and very even-tempered pony, perfect for a beginner, or first ridden, as they say in the horse world. But in recent years, some breeders have moved the breed in a different direction to get an edge in jumping competitions. Cathy and Martin feel that this departure may have reached the stage that it is a bit of a problem. One they hope the Pony Centre can address.
That is indeed a challenge, and it's something that breeders should be trying to aim for, to try and maintain the smaller type pony. The Connemara was famous all over the world for being the pony that started off young children, and it is a challenge. People are feeding them maybe too much, maybe they're not taking into consideration breeding plans which would try and maintain the Connemara to its original height of under 1.48 centimetres. It's so important to try and look at keeping that height restriction in place.
It really is a pity that we don't concentrate more on the smaller type pony. It's our heritage as well. These are the ponies were smaller years ago, and that's what we should be aiming to protect, is the actual heritage of these ponies that made us famous and made themselves famous. They didn't get famous because they were big, they were famous because they were small, they were trustworthy, and they were first ridden ponies. That's what really made them famous, and we shouldn't forget that.
So it's no mistake that those two ladies back in the stable at the Heritage Centre are pretty small examples.
Yes, they're both under 148 centimetres. Actually, one of them would be about 145 centimetres, and she really typifies what the exact height for a Connemara pony should be, with her deep body and nice short legs and a compact pony. She's exactly what the true-to-type Connemara pony is.
Why is maintaining that breeding pool, that stud, important? Because Countrywide was at the Dublin Horse Show this year, and many of the ponies in competition were mixed breeds. There was very few purebreds in the general competitive classes, and that seems what people want: a taller animal with more blood, not the native type.
Yeah, that is a worry, but I think when you go mixed breeding, the result can be anything, because you're not as sure of what's in the back breeding. So you could have a progeny this year and it could be of a certain type. It could be a 14-2 pony. You could breed the exact same pairing the next year. It could take a totally different route of DNA.
Really? Okay.
And you could end up with a 15-2 or 16 hand. So when you go mixed breeding, you're going to get mixed results.
So you need to maintain, do you, Cathy, a foundation, a source of genetic stock that people can return to, because second, third or fourth generation mixed breeds would be very unpredictable.
Very unpredictable. You almost know with the Connemara pony what you're going to produce. Once you have a good foundation mare, she's like the goose that lays the golden egg. She'll always produce the good quality pony. And you just have to have your breeding plan and choose a stallion that matches and equals out the conformation on both sides.
So what do you both say then to the people who would suggest, look, these pure breed societies, they're an anachronism, they're a museum piece, we don't need them, we should be breeding for length of limb, ability to jump, a bit of extra blood?
Yeah, well, the true to type Connemara pony has the ability to do all those things. True to type can jump, it can do flat ridden, it can do dressage, it can tick all the boxes. People just have to be more cautious and more choosy, and to pick these type of ponies, not to forgive faults in a pony or incorrect conformation. A pony that goes out and wins is brilliant, it's fantastic, but if it has incorrect conformation and you breed that pony on, you will not breed another winner. So you're coming to the end of the line, you're actually probably doing damage, really, I suppose. You're bringing the pony to a dead end, unfortunately.
So it's not natural evolution of the species to breed for those competitive traits. You're saying that we need this foundation stock, this tried and tested and proven animal.
Yeah, we do need the ponies to perform. That is a given, because we do need to find homes for these ponies and to spread the good news about the Connemara pony. They have to go out and they have to succeed, because it's the times we live in. People want to be successful in what they do, but the Connemara pony can be successful. The true to type can be successful and are successful.
It's the perfect package, the ideal family pony, the pony that can do everything, our native pony that we should be so proud of, so much part of our culture in the past, the present and hopefully in the future.
Cathy Snow and Martin Coyne at the recently opened Connemara Pony Heritage Centre in Letterfrack.